Human beings are racked with grief and pain, shame and remorse. But God yearns for reconciliation in the Haftarah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah from Jeremiah chapter 31.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Thus said Adonai, the people escaped from the sword, found favor in the wilderness when Israel was marching homeward. Adonai appeared to me of old. Eternal love I conceived for you then. Therefore I continue my grace to you. I will build you firmly again, O maiden Israel. Again you shall take up your hand drums and go forth to the rhythm of the dancers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. Growers shall plant and live to enjoy them. For the day is coming when sentries shall proclaim on the heights of Ephraim, "Come, let us go up to Zion to our God, Adonai." For thus said Adonai, "Cry out in joy for Jacob. Shout at the crossroads of the nations. Sing aloud in praise and say, 'Save, O Adonai, your people, the remnant of Israel. I will bring them in from the northland, gather them from the ends of the earth, the blind and the lame among them, those with child and those in labor. In a vast throng they shall return here. They shall come with weeping, and with compassion will I guide them. I will lead them to streams of water by a level road where they will not stumble, for I am ever a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn." Hear the word of Adonai, O nations, and tell it in the isles afar. Say, "The one who scattered Israel will gather them and will guard them as a shepherd guards the flock. For Adonai will ransom Jacob, redeem him from one too strong for him. They shall come and shout on the heights of Zion, radiant over the bounty of Adonai, over new grain and wine and oil, and over sheep and cattle. They shall fare like a watered garden. They shall never languish again. Then shall maidens dance gaily, young men and old alike. I will turn their mourning to joy. I will comfort them and cheer them in their grief. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall enjoy my full bounty," declares Adonai. Thus said Adonai, "A cry is heard in Ramah, wailing, bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children who are gone. Thus said Adonai, restrain your voice from weeping, your eyes from shedding tears. For there is a reward for your labor," declares Adonai. "They shall return from the enemy's land, and there is hope for your future," declares Adonai. "Your children shall return to their country." I can hear Ephraim lamenting, "You have chastised me, and I'm chastised like a calf that has not been broken. Hashiveni vehashuva ki ata Adonai Elohai. Receive me back, let me return, for you, Adonai, are my God. Now that I have turned back, I am filled with remorse. Now that I am made aware, I strike my thigh. I am ashamed and humiliated, for I bear the disgrace of my youth. Haven yakir li Ephraim im yeled she'ashuim. Truly Ephraim is a dear son to me, a child that is dandled. Whenever I have turned against him, my thoughts would dwell on him still. That is why my heart yearns for him. I will receive him back in love," declares Adonai.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.